Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers won't run for re-election, leaving anti-woman, anti-family, anti-gun legacy. By Jasmine Jordan on July 24, 2025. Wisconsin Democrat Governor Tony Evers announced he will not seek re-election, concluding a tenure marked by far-left policies that prioritize gender ideology, weaken parental authority, and sideline gun rights and women's sports protections. Evers revealed in a video message Tuesday that he will not run for a third term, signaling the eventual end of what will be an eight-year governorship, now in its sixth year. Evers posted the announcement on X, calling it a love letter to his wife, Kathy, his family, and the state of Wisconsin. "It is the honor of my life to give back to the state that raised me," Evers said in the video. "I began my run for governor as a proud Plymouth progressive, and that's still who I am today. I'm a science teacher at heart who ended up running for office and winning five straight statewide elections," Evers continued. "So would I win if I ran the sixth time? Of course, no question about that." While Evers emphasized his family's support, touted five decades of public service, and pledged to keep doing the right thing in his final stretch as governor, his record has been widely condemned by conservatives as evidence of a radical agenda. In April, Evers vetoed legislation that would have protected girls' sports by requiring students to play on teams that align with their biological sex. He held a public veto ceremony at the state capitol surrounded by progressive lawmakers and transgender activists. During the event, Evers claimed the bill would harm LGBTQ Wisconsinites and declared he would oppose any measure that made the state less inclusive. "Watch, President Trump, having women compete with trans athletes is demeaning to women." A month later, Evers vetoed a bill that would have banned sex change drugs and surgeries for minors. The Democrat governor blasted the bill as discriminatory and insisted that parents and doctors should be free to pursue so-called gender-affirming care for children. Earlier this year, Evers backed a Democrat-authored budget bill, Senate Bill 45, introduced by the Joint Committee on Finance, which sought to replace the word mother with inseminated person and husband with spouse in state statute. The bizarre language drew national backlash. "Nothing says, I love you mom like celebrating Inseminated Persons Day," wrote Mark Trammell, executive director and general counsel for the Center for American Liberty. May 11th. Mark your calendars. Furthermore, Evers used executive power to push a gun control agenda, signing an order in January to create a state violence prevention office in response to a school shooting committed by a 15-year-old who used firearms that were legally purchased by someone else. Despite strict federal laws already in place, Evers used the tragedy to call for sweeping gun safety reforms, without addressing the failure of existing laws or law enforcement. The governor's public appearances have also called his credibility into question. During a Labor Day event, Evers twice referred to Minnesota governor and then vice presidential nominee Tim Walz as Tom, prompting ridicule online. Evers later defended Walz after the Minnesota Democrat claimed his children were conceived via IVF. CNN later clarified the statement was inaccurate, noting that Walz's wife stated they had actually used a different procedure. Evers dismissed Republican criticism as disingenuous, saying the issue was a basic freedom and calling the debate ridiculous.